But here we are in person. You know what? Let's toast to this. I think we should toast. We're chilling. It's been a long day for us, longer for him. He had like a 13-hour drive, which is supposed to be 6 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Went through some snow, some rain.
Yeah. Yeah. Supposed to be like a 6.5-hour drive. Ended up being like, you were like, bro, is this shit right? It's like 8 hours, it says.
Hey, explain him the wall that I saw.
Oh, yeah. So if you get, we're right on like the California, I had two drinks, dog. I'm already fucked up.
Let me start it like this. All so right. For the first time in my life, when I'm heading towards TJ, I didn't cross over. I made a left. And this damn freeway damn near parallels the border for a long way.
Yeah, yeah. So they had him get on Interstate 8, which we take basically to get anywhere. Usually you get off the 8 and you jump on like the 10 or something or whatever. But you're usually, when you're leaving Arizona, at least where I'm from right here, you get on the 8 for a good while. So, and then, like I told you, once you get like 45, 50 minutes away,
yeah,
it's just nothing but desert. So, and you got to see that at night, but during the day, dog, it's so boring because you're just like driving and it's just like desert, 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 desert. And you're like, fuck, it makes it for like a long ass drive.
I think I sent you a message when I was about 100 miles out. I was like, man, I feel like I'm in the belly of the beast right now.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. But yeah, but it's cool, man. I mean,
it's dope out here. I like your town.
So, yeah, I took El Cucuy for a little like 20, 30 minute drive just around town. Hit all the shit, showed him all the spots, and we'll probably go later.
The only thing he has is strip clubs. Nah, I'm playing, but it's a nice spot. I like it. It's chill out here, super. It's different. It's got its own flavor for sure.
Yeah.
Dope.
It's cool. I think when you get to go to, like, I got to go to your town,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of, like, when you tell me, oh, I'm going to go to Jasper's, or I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there, it's cool when you get to, like, see those places. So, for me, like, I tell you all the time, like, oh, yeah, there's a club that's like 3 minutes from my house. And now I got to actually go by there and see, oh, it's right there, you know?
It's 2 minutes and 47 seconds.
He counted. So there's that. And then, so it was cool. Just take him driving around.
Well, even on that note, you always talk about Mr. G's, and on my way on my way into town, I passed it. I thought it looked a little too nice to be Mr. G's because I thought it was a little more hood, but it was there. I seen it.
Yeah. And there's a place. The family was Gutierrez, so that's where the G comes from. But when we were in high school, dog, it was right across the street from our high school or, like, a block away or whatever. And it was a little shack, fucking 900-year-old fucking little old Mexican ladies making your food and shit. Since then, they've sold the company to a different family or whatever, and they knocked it down, rebuilt nicer facility or whatever, or restaurant or whatever. But
right.
But it's about 75% of what it used to be, but I mean, to me, it's better than nothing, you know. So,
we're gonna have to try it out because in Fresno, there's a spot we didn't get to try out because you didn't come to Fresno, you came to Lompoc. But in Fresno, there's a spot kind of like that called the Chuck Wagon, and same thing, it used to be better back in the day, but it's still good, and you know, it's kind of iconic. So, if you go out there, you got to try it out. So,
what was cool is that, I got to actually, was it me and Ed's that I got to eat?
Yes, me and Ed's.
It wasn't the original one that you used to work at, but I got to eat me and Ed's when I went over there. So,
yeah, they get down.
So that was cool. I mean, that pizza was fucking bomb. I remember that. I remember, when I was on the East Coast, I had something called like, it was like the Bumblebee or some bullshit. And it's supposed to be like all hot, but they put like honey or some shit in like the sauce or some shit. That was dope as fuck, too.
We missed King Elotero. Fucking, ay, way too sabes.
Oh, yeah. I think he was more in, like, Phoenix. I was looking. You sent me a video. And the background looked more like maybe, like, not Scottsdale. But, yeah, I think he was, like, the Phoenix area.
Well, he had Lalo Gombrezi on. So, he was in another part of Arizona, I think, yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, he's out there. He's out there. But this is for Dutch Brothers. You better tell the Dutch Brothers here to get their shit together. Because my dino egg tastes like strawberry milk, like from Nestle Quick.
So, all right. You know, I always say these trips that we do, we've only done one each. But it's cool when there's like shits like, you know, when you have stories already. Mm-hmm. We literally went to Dutch Bros, like one of the first places we went. And I had never been. And he was like, what the fuck? You never been? And I was like, yeah, we've had those for like maybe a year or two here.
Okay.
I never been to one. So we go And fucking Kikuyu's like, yeah, let me have a, whatever. What was it?
Reverse dino egg.
Yeah, and the girl looks at him like he's trying to say something sexual and shit, like a reverse cowgirl or something. She's like, and she looked like she was 12, but she was fucking pregnant or whatever. So we were like, it was just a weird situation.
Yeah.
Then she's like, okay. And she was like, some fucking like manager dude or whatever. He had to come and like explain to her or whatever. So I'm like, oh, well, this dude knows what's up. El Kikuyu is going to get it. It's going to be what he wanted.
Yeah.
It still wasn't what he wanted.
It's fucking like Nestle Quick strawberry milk.
Yeah.
There was no grain in it. I didn't taste no white chocolate, which whatever.
Yeah.
But you say yours was good and that's all that counts.
Yeah. Mine was good. I don't even know what I got. What'd you give me?
Well, back in the day, they were called a Milky Way, but I think they were about to get sued. So they changed the name to Caramelizer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's just basically like hot chocolate or like, you know, chocolate mocha. But I think they use real chocolate milk. They use caramel ribbon. So it's, you know, what I mean, whatever. I'm not their biggest fan. I'm just telling you it's good shit.
You know, earlier.
It's not tonight.
This was like way off topic, but I just had a thought because I might have been tuned in earlier.
All right.
And I had this thought. And I was thinking about, I was listening to Joe Rogan. And he was talking to Brian Simpson, a comedian. And they were talking about when those like robot dolls and shit start looking more and more real and shit, right?
Okay.
And they were like, think about one day it might be normal for like your buddy to have one or whatever, or, you know, because like years ago we would have been like, oh, you're gonna be hooked on your fucking cell phone and be like, what? That's bullshit. And now everybody has it, you know, at their fingertips.
Right. They're all hooked.
So then I started thinking, Doug, what is it gonna be? Wouldn't it be like crazy if rather than like robotic humans or whatever, like sex dolls or whatever they want to have, if they start having like robotic like dogs, you know when you get a dog and you're like, this dog's fucking dope, but you know you got about 10 to 12 years with that bad boy and then it's gonna be a very sad day for you.
Well, and he pees in your house for the first 3 years.
Yeah, well, right? Think about it, dog. Think about if it does everything like that. Say it does still pee in your house or whatever. Exactly, dog. You can't even distinguish between that and a real dog.
Where does he get the pee from?
The water he drinks, because he's like a real dog.
Okay.
Real dog, not real dolls. That's what we're gonna invent. Our invention. Real dog.
Real doll.
Real dog. So then, we're gonna have real dogs, and then think about it. It'll be just your dog that lives to infinity.
It'll be the Christmas present that takes over America. It'll be like Tickle Me Elmo, but in 2025.
Yeah. do you remember the knockoff one that was like, it was called Tickle My Nonos? It didn't sell very well.
Depends what kind of store you're tracking it at.
But
I'm sure it's Susie's, they did great.
No, but really, I was thinking about that. I was like, dog, what if like fucking they get so hard to distinguish between them and a real dog? Like if you go to your buddy's pad, you don't know if it's a real dog or if it's...
Well, they say there's lizard people and aliens and robots out there now.
That we've never met and shit.
Right? Or we have, or you just don't know you met them.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I started thinking about that shit.
I could be an alien.
And I was like... And then... oh, fuck. Now you're in my head. But I was thinking, I was like, yeah, that'll be crazy, dog. Think about like one day you get to your homie's pad. And you're like, oh, yeah, how long have you had this dog? Oh, you know, 6 weeks or whatever, where the fuck?
45 years.
Yeah, dog, and he's still fucking coming off. Fucking, like, think about Chapo, how he's all crazy and shit. Well, think about, dog, you show up, and I go to your pad in 25 years, and he's still like that.
Does he get grays, too, though, or what?
He does, you know, but very, you know, seldomly. But I just think about that. I'm like, damn, that. And then think about the dog, like an actual dog,
mm-hmm.
looking at that dog. And not being able to distinguish, like, hey, is he one of me? The dog won't even know. You know, because, like, sometimes they say dogs and shit are intuitive. You know, yeah, they'll see somebody and they start barking at them and shit. Can you imagine they see a fake dog and they're like, is that dog real? They don't, or maybe, I don't know, maybe they can't even tell. That's how good they look. I don't know. Dog is just crazy.
All right.
My bad.
Sounds good.
So what do you have?
I got some Covino Rich shit. What do you got? I got to get straight into it.
All right.
It's been bugging me all day.
All right.
It's Rich Davis and his $20 theory.
Okay.
I'm going to have to say first and foremost, what bugged me the most is he was dead ass wrong and he would not stop.
Yeah. What parts really got to you?
The fact that he doesn't understand that you're number one. I've worked for minimum wage, okay, from like 18 to 20. Easiest fucking
dollars
job.
Dollars an hour?
No, 18 years old to 20 years old. And that was the easiest job I ever had. You didn't give a shit. You called in when you wanted to, right? You made your own 3-day weekends. You know, you smoked weed on the job. I mean, bro, there was no repercussions because you could get those anywhere.
Yeah.
Especially fast food. Fast food has been hiring, and their turnover rate is high for a long time now, for decades. Mm-hmm. Okay? So anybody can get a fast food job at any given time.
Yeah.
If businesses like In-N-Out Burger want to pay more, I'm with that. I don't think they should only have to make minimum wage. But I don't think you should make some fake law that segregates a certain group of people, right? Because think about it even from a grocery store aspect. Do you think, we're here in Arizona, what's it getting in the summertime? How hot's it get?
Like 118.
Okay. Do you think the lady inside or the guy inside bagging groceries in the air conditioning should get the same wage as someone racking up the carts? So there's probably 130 on that asphalt.
Ooh, yeah, nah.
It's not the same. Dude, you need water. If you don't, you'll die. If you don't hydrate, you're going to die out there.
Yeah.
And so to sit there and say that one deserves more than another, or even like the fast, think about it. Most fast food, if you look at the statistics, mm-hmm. like half are under 22.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a kid irresponsibly and you want me to feel bad because you work a fast food job trying to pay for your family, that's, you know what? You did something off course. Big thumbs up to you for working. But everyone's fast food burger shouldn't go up because of something you did.
Yeah. You know where I think where I get kind of like torn is because I'm thinking, okay, I mean, I guess I could see where Rich is coming from with the wage going up, the fast food wage. The minimum wage, right? It was supposed to be a wage you could live on very minimally. But then I remember, wait, this is only for fast food.
You can't create an imaginary wage for a certain group of people. It's never going to work, dude.
Yeah, because see, if it was for like all, like you mentioned, say they have minimum plus like the people getting the carts, another 50 cents or dollar, whatever, that's cool. But to only raise it for this one, if you're saying, you know what, people can't live on fucking 15 bucks an hour or whatever it is, we need to raise this. I think everybody should raise it up to that standard at least. So it could be like, fuck, well, if whether you're working at Burger King or fucking Walgreens or whatever, wherever they pay minimum wage, like at least everybody will be on par. And then when you do have the ones like going out in the heat or whatever, then fucking give them an extra dollar or something. But to be like only fast food workers, that's kind of weird.
Only pimple faced Chad at the McDonald's drive through gets 20 an hour while, you know, Margarita working in the fields is only getting 15. Really?
If that.
You're going to pick strawberries and be in the fields all day in the sun, picking fields and doing hard ass physical labor in the outside elements. And you're going to get $5 less an hour than bozo Chad that doesn't want to move out of his mommy's house and he's 23. Mm-hmm. And then I heard the argument as well about the older person. You know what? If you're 40 at a fast food restaurant and you're not the manager, that tells me all I need to know about you. Either one or two things. You got the worst luck in the world or you fucked up along the way. Mm-hmm. And people shouldn't have to pay more for their burger because you messed up. The argument here for me is you can't pick a certain group of people and just give them more money than everybody else in the extended group. Either raise it to 20 bucks an hour or leave the shit alone.
You know what's funny, dog? It's funny that you say that because when I was 19 and 20, because I worked at Cracker Barrel when I was 19 and 20, so it was a restaurant. Everybody there, oh, fuck. I never got Kennedy's phone turned on, so. Whenever everybody there was about my age, right? 19, 20. Everybody there was like 17 to fucking like 22.
Okay.
Well, I remember my buddy fucking Bobby. He was 27.
Okay.
Dog, he might as well have been 97. I thought he was old as fuck because he looked young, you know?
Right.
You know, I remember like he was losing his hair a little bit, but I was like, fuck. I mean, I had a friend who was my age who looked like Dr. Phil when we were like 20, you know?
Right.
And so I was like, fucking happens, whatever. So, but I remember Bobby one time, I was like, how old? And he was like 27. I was like 20 fucking seven. And I mean, I didn't tell him that, but that's what I was saying inside. And I was like, fuck, dog. So, I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, most of us that did work there were fucking kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we weren't planning to fucking
stay there forever.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is I went back a handful of years later, like I had finished college and shit.
Right.
And the way Cracker Barrel works is you get stars. If you've ever been to a Cracker Barrel, you'll see it'll say like Kukui and it'll have two stars. It goes up to five, right? Yeah. Then after the brown apron, if you want to become like a trainer, you'll see you'll get a maroon apron.
Okay.
So you'll be five stars and a maroon apron, whatever. Well, I remember, dog, I went back years later. I'd finished college, went back. I was talking to my old boss and shit. And there was a lady there, had like two stars, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to be like every month you get like a star and then you take like a little test and bullshit, right?
Right.
You get like a little raise. Well, then it's like 6 months later, you get like the third or fourth one or some bullshit. So after like 2 years, you should have all five, right? Or after a year, because I think I had all five. And I went back, dog, years later, and this lady was working the register. She still had like two stars. And I looked at my boss, like, hey, fucking, I think her name was Sherry, the lady working. I was like, wait, fucking two, what the fuck, two stars or?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, some things never change. You know, she never passed her tests. She never, you know, did whatever extra shit to
get. And bro, she shouldn't get $20 because of that.
Yeah.
You don't, because think about it. Okay, with that story, what you just told right now being said, isn't that like giving everyone a trophy?
Yeah.
Isn't that like giving everyone participation points?
Yeah.
She doesn't deserve it or she would have passed the fucking test.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like, dog, because I knew some dumb motherfuckers that worked there and they passed it. And I was like, is this bitch like mental? You know?
Like, if you're going to do that too, don't give them. Let me ask you this. Who's got pandemic money still sitting around? Anyone got their stimmy left?
Yeah.
No one knows how to save.
Not
if you're going to do anything, give them 2 years of college. How about that?
That'd be hella dope.
Give them an opportunity or to a trade school. Yeah. Or we're going to send you to barber school. Or have a list of certain trades that you can do. Or you
that
can,
would be fucking cool.
You're investing in them so they can make more than just stupid $5 an hour. Because the more money they make overall, the more taxes they pay. And the better for the system. Mm. So why would you want to keep them like... That's like a drug dealer that wants to keep fronting you because they never want you to take control of your own life.
Yeah.
They're giving you a little more just to keep you hung on.
Yeah.
Why don't you give them a trade or a school or some kind of knowledge where in the long run, 5 or 10 years, they can make $100,000.
You know who's real good at that? So my job works with a lot of, so I work for college and my job works with a lot of scholarships. A lot of good companies, dog, a lot of companies that do that. As far as like they pay for their fucking, you know, their employees' college and shit.
Right.
Starbucks is really good.
Right.
UPS is really good. Taco Bell is really good. You know, those like Joann's and Michael's or whatever the fuck. Michael's, they give really good scholarships. Doug, like our fucking tuition is so cheap. It's like $92, $97 an hour, a credit hour. I think you get your whole tuition for like a full load for like $1,200 over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doug, they'll fucking give people like $12,000 scholarships.
Good. You can become a barber for $12,000. You know? And if you can cut two haircuts in an hour, now you make $80 an hour.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And so let me ask you something. Here's another parallel. Don't you find it funny that you got to take home ec or something stupid, some stupid elective class in high school, but managing a checkbook or learning about credit card rates isn't mandatory?
Yeah, that's it,
they're stringing so you along crazy. With this little stupid fake disguised stimulus money to string you on. And yeah, you're going to spend it. And yeah, temporarily it's going to help the economy. But why don't they do something if they feel that bad for the fast food workers?
Yeah.
Offer them an opportunity to really boost their life through education.
Yeah. No. And it's crazy, dog, like the way you said that, because about the, you know, when you're in school and shit, it's I made so many like financially irresponsible decisions when I was younger, and that's only because I was ignorant in the fact that I didn't know, right? I didn't understand shit. I didn't understand
it should
how
be
these...
mandatory.
And
why is it not? Why in America? Why is a financial, you know, advising class or some type of, it doesn't have to go deep, just basic economic class. Why is that not mandatory before you graduate?
Yeah, I started creating these spreadsheets with like every dollar that I'm spending and shit, right? And
you just put in Dutch Bros?
No, I didn't put in Dutch Bros because you bought that.
Oh.
But I put in the beers.
Sweet.
Oh,
did you?
No, I haven't put it. But I have it set up from like credit card checking.
Right.
You know, all that bullshit. And I even have like one for miscellaneous cash that I come up on. Like the other day I found $5 in my wallet. I mean in my pocket. I picked up some jeans, like, oh, $5, cool.
Yeah.
And right, so that's something that I'm gonna spend on.
Yeah.
It didn't come
Rich,
out of my...
Rich is trying to give it to the In-N-Out worker.
So it didn't. That came out of my fucking pocket. But But and I'm like, dog, I'm over. Like, I was talking to Luis about it. My daily Luis, shout out. And I was like, dog, like, I'm barely doing this shit. Fucking my late 30s. Where the fuck was, like, this, you know, where I could have been helped out and shit with this, like, when I was fucking, like, 22, you know?
Because even with workers, that was Rockefeller and them wanting them to train. You know what school is for? They're trying to prepare them to be factory workers.
Yeah.
They didn't give a shit about their education. Yeah. They want to educate them enough to do a good job at work. That's it. And so, you know, it's they try to keep you trapped in the system is what it is. Because if not, they want you dependent on the system because that's how the system makes the most money.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, when you start making more money, you have more options.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't make a lot of money, you ain't got a whole lot of options.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, and me and Luis were talking about finances and shit because I was like, dog, I make okay money, not fucking like fabulous money, but all right.
What about future money?
And then,
Drake?
Yeah. I mean, not Drake.
You got a D-Force One plane too?
A D-Force One. But, you know, and, you know, we were talking, we're like, fuck, like it's hard with like just the economy and shit right now to get through. I'm like, fuck, how do people get through on like $14-15 an hour, whatever the minimum wage is, you know? That's fucking nuts to me.
Because let's think about that for a second.
Mm.
You're supposed to be living at home with mommy and daddy, maybe going to college or finishing high school. That's how you're supposed to get through. You're not supposed to have a family on minimum wage. Yeah. Again, that's, you know, I did it, so I'm not going to be a hypocrite, but that's when I worked minimum wage. The ideal situation is not to have a baby when you only make minimum wage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then you're going to have to rely on assistance and all kind of other shit. Mm-hmm. Both of you are going to have to work.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, and it's just look at the mortgage situation that's been going on for the last couple of years. Well, look at what it's done to rents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You shouldn't be having a baby if you're barely in the workforce for the first year or two in those conditions trying to get your own place.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not, again, you can't just start passing out $5 an hour like a $600 stimulus check and think it's going to fix anything because it's not. It's actually going to create more problems. Because, like Covino said, the mom and pops are going to go out of business because they can't compete. You know, the ones that'll stay in business are the ones that pay their kids to work because you get tax breaks. You know what I mean? You can't do it, dude. It just makes everything go up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, 100%.
Or just raise it completely. If you want to raise it to 20, I'm cool with that. But you can't
cross the board.
You can't just select a few group because if you're going to do that, give it to the field workers.
Yeah.
And that's it. We won't do because Rich pissed me off because he wouldn't stop. So I don't know if you agree with me or you disagree with me, but we'll switch gears because Rich had me fired up because he couldn't leave it alone today, bro.
Yeah. No, and see, the thing is, like, I was thinking the only exception I see, and I had to put this on the in-show chat, the only exception I see is I'm like, damn, what if somebody was like, say they were a stay-at-home mom or something.
Okay.
And then, like, their man leaves them or something or whatever, right? And or they die or some shit, right? And I'm like, okay, so now this bitch had like no experience because she was a stay-at-home mom and probably doesn't have any education. So I'm like, that I could see it being like, fuck, you know, that sucks. I feel like those are very rare.
But then she's gonna get childcare, she's gonna get food, she's gonna get Section 8, she's gonna get free school.
Probably.
No, for sure. I know them. That's when you get everything.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? You're right because
it goes on the heads in the home.
I never thought of, I was just thinking.
And then you're killing it.
I'm not thinking the assistants and shit. You know, I'm thinking of them just making that $14 or whatever the fuck, you know, or 19 or even $20 or whatever.
But think about it like this: if you don't qualify for the assistance, let's just take that same scenario, right? Forget the $20 an hour. Let's give her $30 an hour. But now she's got a $300 a week childcare bill. You know what I'm saying? She's buying all of her own food. She's paying full rent.
Mm-hmm.
You're better off to be at the minimum wage with all the assistants.
No shit, Doug. And think about this. Like, I was doing the math on my fucking my income the other day, and I was like, fuck. So I'm taking home like what, like 65-70% or whatever the fuck it is of my gross. And I was like, fuck, that's crazy. So I think that's when I started thinking about how are people surviving on $15 or whatever it is here.
Well, but you make more than them. You don't get taxed as high. I don't know what the cutoff is, and I don't want to misspeak on our show, but I know when they make under a certain amount, they get taxed less.
Yeah. Yeah, and then fucking...
Because, bro, if you hit six figures, the whole shit changes.
And see, dog, they take out, like, I think 25... I mean, not 25. 12.5% or some shit, or close to 13% of my gross goes towards my retirement, right. Which is good because my company matches it
completely.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, you get like 25% of my gross going towards my fucking. You're winning. So that's fucking hella dope, right? And that it's cool, but you know when you look at your check and you're like, fuck that, you know I could use that shit today, but. But, you know, then you got to think about, like, I was talking to Luis and even my sister about, like, opening up, like, an IRA, a Roth or something that usually has, like, a 7 to 12% interest rate over the years. I think that's what it is.
Right now? And,
yeah. Look up.
They're five, right? They're five. I locked up a 10-year and they only gave me 4.5. I think it's 4.25 through Chase. But you're getting.
It's a Roth?
Yeah.
And, well, and it's because I just looked up the Roth average for the last like however many years, and I think it was anywhere from 7 to 12.
Really?
I think so. Well,
shoot me the link.
I think it is, or you could just Google it, but I'm not sure. But you know what? But my whole point about that was the compounded interest. You know,
right?
So you fucking now you're getting paid on your interest that was like, and you know, and I was like talking to my sister about it because she's real good with her money.
Right.
I was like, hey, I was like, look into this because we have a good retirement because she works where I work. I was like, and if you guys put, you and your husband put this much into an IRA, a Roth or something, and what are the interest rates? Did you find them?
Not yet. Oh. JP, no, I haven't.
But I was just looking at a Roth IRA for the past like 5 years.
Are you talking like CD rates?
No, it was just a standard IRA.
Okay, so okay, yeah, I'm not too sure, but I know CD rates are about five. Some are 5.5.
Yeah,
the longer you go, they lessen. But I, like I said, I got a 10-year through J.P. Morgan. I believe it was 4.05%.
Yeah,
which is still good money because if you're gonna get 5 or 6% guaranteed on your investment, you're winning.
Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, any percent on your investment is gonna be dope because, like I mentioned, that compounded interest that not everybody thinks about.
Right.
Right. So you put in fucking $200 this year. You know, if you want to put in, you know, a dollar a fucking month or whatever the fuck it is, and you get $200 or whatever, while you leave that bitch in there, you know, something that you don't miss.
Well, and here's a way maybe this will help people understand. Like when I bought my house, it was 500, and I think they were gonna charge me. I think the interest over 30 years is like another 350, or I got a good rate. But with today's rates, it would be like at 1.3. So that's what you got to realize. Like, how does 5 turn into 750? Or if you get a shitty rate, it turns into 1.3.
Yeah.
Like, that's because of that compound interest you speak of. Uh-huh. 500,000 should not be 1.3 million because that's more than double of what you paid.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're saving your shit, you know, and you know, I think I'm paying 3.25 or 3.5, but 5 still turns into like 8 or 850.
Yeah.
So imagine if you were to save all that for 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, dog, because I'm like, fuck, I can't believe it took me. Like, fuck it, almost 40 years of life to finally kind of really, like, not only learn about shit, but and it's research and shit that I've had to do, like, on my own, you know? Which is crazy. But anyway, what else, Tom?
I got some shit. Let's see.
Let me see if I have any fucking...
Coming into the retail establishment before closing time.
Hold on, look at fucking Instagram, dog.
I like it. We've seen a little bit of that later, but closing time and Rich wanted to say,
oh, I'm glad you brought this up because I have a story.
He said he was talking about clothes and they got to refold the clothes or whatnot. But yeah. I think food is just as bad because
it's worse.
Well, think you brought up me and Ed's pizza.
Yeah.
So how do you think all of us are feeling after we clean the oven, we put everything away, and they come in 10 minutes before closing time, and now you know they're gonna be there till like 45 minutes after the hour.
Yeah, I remember, Doug, when I was working at Cracker Barrel. We closed at 10 most days, and then I think Friday and Saturday we closed at 11. And I remember these dudes coming in, dog, like 5-10 minutes before we closed, and they sat down and we're like, fuck, you know, just like, damn it. And then I remember they were there for fucking ever, and it was just me and my boss, Mike. Shout out Mike. He was a cool dude. I saw him recently.
What, actually. He croak?
No, I said, shout out Mike.
Oh, he's cool. Was.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was cool. I haven't talked to him a whole lot, but I seen him recently at some shit for my daughter. But cool dude. But I remember we were there and we're fucking, and this dude's like, oh, yeah, what time you guys close? We're like 11, right? And it was like fucking past midnight or the fuck, right? And the dude's like, oh, that sucks. I was like, that was his response. I was like,
oh, I wouldn't have let him eat.
I was like, motherfucker, I wanted to fucking deck him, dog.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have let him eat. No, it sucks for you. We're done, sir. You don't have enough time. We can't even get you coffee in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I was like,
would you like it to go? It's on the house.
Yeah, those are the kind of people that fucking call corporate and shit and report your ass and shit, you know?
Let them call.
Yeah.
Especially if you're working at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
That's what we talked about earlier. Yeah. Okay, call, bro. You want the number?
Oh, you know what, Doug? I got to fucking give
you. Hey, what's your number? Let me text it to you.
It's fucking funny. So that same manager, Mike, he was cool as fuck. I remember one day he called me into the office. He's like, hey, he's like, we got to let you go. Right?
To you?
Yeah. And I go, oh, and I start taking off my apron. I go, oh, I go, all right. And he goes, I'm just playing around. He's all, why the fuck? You don't even care? And I was like, Mike, it's fucking Cracker Barrel, right? Like, you know, yeah. I was like, he act like, dog, he was letting me go from like the fucking, like, you know, World Series fucking, like, right, ball shiner or some shit, you know?
Well, and the funny thing is, those guys need $5 extra an hour.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, man.
It was funny though, because I remember, it's just fucking funny because I remember I was like, oh, fuck. But I was like, well, now hit up Johnny and we'll go to the fucking driving range or something, you know, or whatever.
And you talk about $5 an hour. So here we go again. How about this? Harash, one time, I worked with this dude named Harash. Harash went and got so high one time on the job that he went and pulled over in the McDonald's parking lot with four deliveries of pizza and went to sleep. And you want to pay him an extra $5 an hour?
Harash.
Come on, bro.
Hey, the Mexican word of the day is Harash.
No, he was Armenian.
This is the Mexican word of the day. Because one time I had a Harash on my ass and I had a put ointment. Harash. Harash.
That was mean what you said. I don't know why you so harash to her.
Oh, it was a chick.
No.
Oh.
No.
I don't know. Fuck, whatever. You know what, Doug? Let me see if I connect this shit to real quick to fucking
TikTok?
No. To
Camel Nuts and Plumber's Crack?
No, motherfucker. I wanted to play clips.
Polaroids versus Digis.
Here we go. Polaroids versus Digis. Let's see. Oh, let's see. Okay.
Okay, I want to play. He stands in front of us in the living room.
Uh-oh.
No.
He pulls down his pants and he goes, my penis, is it cake? Oh, my God. Yes, Ben. It's not cake. Pull up your fucking pants.
Doug. So if you guys missed the story, Rich was so proud of his son because his son stood up in front of his mom and sister and everybody and pulled down his pants and said, my penis, is it cake? And Rich thought it was so cute. And fucking Nicole, yes, Ben, yes. Like, what the fuck, dog? Like, I don't know, Kukui, how you feel about that, but I'm just saying, dog, to me, that just sounds like a little fucking, I don't want to say irresponsible, because, oh, I mean, whatever. But fucking, like, to me, that just sounds like a little, dog, it's his sister that's a couple years older than him and his mom. And that's supposed to be funny? What's funny about that? I could see how it's funny to a four-year-old or three-year-old that's doing it. Ha, ha, ha. But shouldn't Rich be like, hey, buddy, that's not cool. You know, or whatever.
6 or 7 more years, if he does it in public, he's going to be on a list.
Yeah.
It's best for you to nip that in the butt ASAP. And not laugh and because if you laugh and you're mad, but you're laughing, but you're mad, like, you think the kids can't read those vibes?
Mm-hmm.
That is totally unacceptable at any age. And obviously kids do what kids do, but you can't make light of a situation as an adult, because if that's your mentality and your attitude, that tells me why he's pulling out his penis.
I think what bothers me more than Rich actually being like laughing or whatever is fucking this.
Is it cake?
Right here.
Oh, my God. Yes, Ben. Yes. It's not cake.
Dog,
pull,
like,
up your fucking
pants. She could have, dog, even if she was like, I think it would have bothered me, even if she'd be like, oh, yeah, that's cute. But she's, like, encouraging it. Of course, Ben's not listening, but I feel like if she was there and she would have done it, or Ben would have done it, even in front of her, she would have been like, like, I'm like, I don't, that just didn't sit good with me. I thought it was weird, dog. It was a little weird.
We'll transition because I agree.
Yeah. Okay. You want me to play one of your clips?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. All right. Let's play this bad boy.
So, Klugscheiser explained it to me.
Oat Zempic.
But it is a trend. Oat Zempic. If you haven't seen it yet, now that I said it, it's all these moms being like, I dropped 10 pounds in a week or so, replacing like mine, a meal here and there with an oat, lime,
shake for
water,
breakfast,
and cinnamon shake.
A shake for lunch and a sensible dinner?
Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
My apologies. That was a weak one.
Let's see.
Minimum wage for fast food.
What about this one?
Fries. Ben has more fries. We have to count them out. Like one, two, two, three. Like everything.
All right. That was mine. Let me play it again real quick.
Fries. Ben has more fries. We have to count them out. Like one, two, two, three. Like everything.
Okay, Doug. I don't have more than one kid. But I will tell you.
Well, two isn't much more. I'll tell you that.
If my kid was like, say we gave fucking her and her cousin or her and a friend or whatever French fries, and she was like, you gave Emily or whatever the fuck more fries than me, or you gave my cousin Jocelyn or whatever more, I'd be like, fucking who cares? Just eat it. Like Doug, like, you want to eat it or not? Because I can give you no fries. Do you want no fries? All right, then fucking eat it. How are you going to sit there, Doug, and count them? I don't care if they're throwing a fit.
Because they get you to participate. When you do that, you're participating.
I just think it's ridiculous to be like, we have to. Doug, I remember a couple of my cousins used to be like that when we were growing up. They would be like, oh, you gave him more. And fucking, they'd be like, pour some of the juice back in this cup or whatever to make the juice right at the same line. Doug, you know, my mom and, you know, growing up, fucking my parents were known as being more strict, would have been like, hey, that's how much we gave you. Drink it. My mom would not sit there and throw more back in this cup or throw more back in this cup or whatever. That would not happen.
Well, then you should have just been a better pourer.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I mean, what is your first day, dog, or what? Yeah. Get that shit right. You ain't ever split juice?
Well, the thing is,
That should be a skill set that's mandatory if you're providing for a child or children.
I just don't think it should matter.
It
regardless.
Don't. No, you're right. You're right. But who the fuck off pours anyways?
Well, think about it, dog. If you fucking give each kid a handful of whatever chicken nuggets or whatever the fuck, or are you like, oh, you gave him 5.5. Oh, fuck, here's another half. Like,
I'm not going all that way to get them to argue. How about if you argue, I'm going to yell at you, and, you know, if I got to backhand you, I will. I mean, maybe backhand's not the right way, but obviously his kids ain't scared of him. He needs to figure out how to put the fear of God into those kids without actually having to do anything, just because they're scared to act up.
Yeah, and I'm not even saying, Doug, like, I'm the most, like, disciplinarian. You know, my wife definitely is over me, but I'm still going to give my daughter like, hey, fucking no, don't need, like, I'll tell her, you're not going to act like a brat, or you're not going to, or whatever. Like, if we do this, or you're going to behave or whatever. Doug, like, even as me as like being like kind of a pushover dad, I'm still fucking like, no, you're going to pull that shit. Or when we go in here, you're going to act right. Or, you know, like.
Well, because the thing is, I know Rich is a young parent, so I'll say this gently. To seasoned parents, you look weak, because this isn't something you just turn on and off in the house. You will be on display in front of your peers at shows and award shows and this and that. And when they start throwing a tantrum and there's nothing you can do to stop it, that's when everyone in the room is going to judge your ass.
Yeah.
So you might as well get that shit under control when they're little, because it's a hell of a lot easier to start getting control now than it's to try to gain control when he's 13.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Doug. And like,
and quit crying about two. Two is only one more than one. Okay, if you're going to have one kid, you might as well have two. You want to bite off more than you can chew, have four. I had four. You start talking about soccer games, all of them were in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they play different sports. And some were in cheerleading. And two is nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's slightly more than one.
Yeah.
Right? Because especially his kids, because they're so close that for a good chunk of their childhood, they're going to go to the same school.
Yeah.
They're going to maybe skip junior high together, but she's going to be a senior or a junior when he's a freshman. She's going to be in sixth grade, and he's going to be in what, second or third?
Yeah.
They're going to spend years together at school.
100%.
So you're going to be going to the same place.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. I just don't understand how you could be, I don't want to say that, like, afraid of your kids. Like, Doug, there's times where my daughter will throw like a little fit because we're somewhere in like at Walmart or something. She wants a toy or whatever. And I'm like, no. And she'll be like, and she'll like cross her arms. And I'm like, hey, uncross your fucking arms or we're not moving. And then you better put a fucking normal look on your face because everybody here can tell that you're fucking right. pissed off. So you act right or we're going to fucking leave right now.
And I think that's the key is like, I think in the moment we don't realize, but everybody's been in line and a kid's acting up and you're staring.
Yeah. 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 And I'll tell her, hey,
not you, but I mean, just, we've all witnessed that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's so like
when
anywhere.
It's our turn, we just, it's just not a good look.
Yeah. Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. No. And I just don't. And I'm not saying like, don't ever give in your kids or whatever, but dog, but it sounds like it's fucking constant where he's counting fries, dog.
Well,
that's
it just
crazy.
Means he doesn't ever have the upper hand. Because if he had the upper hand and they respected him, it'd be a one-off.
Yeah.
Not every time. Because it seems like he's scared of running into those situations with those kids because he's already anticipating that happening.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or at least Ben.
I don't know.
Right? Because he's talking about giving away dino eggs and all the stuff that he said. He's scared of the confrontation.
You know,
those kids can pick up on that, bro.
This was around the same conversation time on Have Kids, they said. But Rich was like, I don't want to say like making fun, but kind of poking fun at.
I thought they changed the name of that show to Have Eye Patches, they said.
I thought it was called Nasty Bastards.
With eye patches.
But Rich was saying that his wife won't like park in a, like near a curb where it's like red or some shit.
That was funny.
Or whatever. And Rich was like, oh yeah, I'll do it. Dog, nothing drives me more up the wall because I know somebody very close to me that will do this. Just like straight up pull up and fucking get out of the car or whatever or park, you know, in a handicapped spot because they're just going to run in or whatever.
I used to do it.
That fucking irks me because I feel like it's an entitlement.
I used to do it as an adolescent.
Yeah.
You know why? It's not even entitlement. It's just plain disrespectful to everybody in that parking lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because everybody could do it.
And everybody wanted to, I'm sure.
But you're the rude fucker that did.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's your piece of shit. But not Sarah.
Yeah.
Not Sarah, because Sarah never wants to do that. And I guess she just had a rough day.
And she said, I'm doing it or some shit.
No. What'd she say?
I followed the rules long enough.
Well, yeah, something like great. That. Yeah, I followed it long enough. And that's different, too, because she pulled up.
I played by the rules long enough. I think that's what it was.
But I can make an exception for her.
Yeah.
Because number one, she never does it. And number two, she didn't pull up in a red zone. She didn't park in a handicap. She parked in an online pickup stall.
Yeah, that's honestly where I gave her. I go, you know what? That was her way of like rebelling. But I felt like that was the most
respectful way to
rebel.
And I'll tell you what my pet peeve is about people parking in the red zone. Again, I'm a grocery store vet. Do you know how many times I've seen people almost get hit, and a couple times I have seen people get hit because some dickhead pulls up right in front of the store because they don't want to walk to get their water bottles or whatever.
Yeah.
And now other drivers don't know what you're doing, so they start to go around. Usually those dispensers are by the front door. People are crossing in front. It's just... it's selfish. You know what? Walking's good for you.
Mm.
You're not only being lazy, you're just being rude.
It fucking, honestly, dog, if I'm with somebody and they pull up whatever and I'm like the passenger, I just get like anxiety and shit because I'm just like, fuck. You know, like say you and I go somewhere or whatever and you do that and I'm just like, fuck. Like, oh, I just want to get in the driver's seat and fucking pull. I just get real bad anxiety because I'm like, if I'm behind that person or something,
right?
I want to get out and fucking knock them over the head, you know?
Well, and I'm not necessarily a rule follower per se. If you want to break the speed limit, break it. I'm not going to tell you not to break it. You don't want to wear your seatbelt? Don't wear your seatbelt. You want to tint your windows all the way and it's not legal? I don't care. But when you start pulling up in parking lots at the front of the ATM machine and in red zones and all kind of shit, you just put others at risk because you're lazy.
Yeah.
And that is selfish as shit.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't know. It's not about rules or this and that, because I'm the last one to follow all the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do something that's just out of laziness that put other people at risk or inconvenience them, you're a fucking turd bucket.
Mm-hmm. A turd bucket. I like that.
Just saying.
Yeah. I don't know how much longer you want to go. I know we might have to get somewhere.
Where's that, D?
I'm just saying, if you want to explore the town, I mean, we only have so much time before the town closes down for the night. So,
all right, real quick, then let's run through some of these.
All right.
Rich not going to the Canelo fight because he's got a vacation with his buddies.
Yeah, that's weak as hell, dog. You know what I said?
Invite him to Vegas.
So, for the people that don't know the story, they were asked to do, I think, the Canelo fight, and, you know, they're saying this could be, you know, good that we have this, you know, relationship with these people and we're doing this shit or whatever.
Build all your relationships.
And Rich has already planned to go to, like, WrestleCon or some shit. And I was like, and Spot was like, well, all you have to tell them is that I would love to do this event, but, you know, I have a personal prior obligation. And I put in the chat, Rich is going to fucking tell them I have a personal fucking obligation. And then they're going to see him with fucking Ultimate Warrior paint on Instagram and shit.
Ah, he's going to go hang out with Ted DiBiase Nobody.
Yeah, Doug, think about that. Have you seen? Doug, Ted DiBiase in like a fucking black t-shirt tucked into like sweatpants?
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. And I get it. I get the tradition. I get that he doesn't want to burn
his
buddies.
And I get it's fun and whatever, but I'm sure it'd be cool. I would fucking, if I could go see, I'm sure it'd be fun.
Well, is it a Friday night? Is there any way they can go see that gay shit and then fly to Vegas and go for the fight? And then maybe Rich can take him backstage as much as possible and let his friends do that? Because I don't know if my buddy was a radio host or he got to host a Canelo event. Yeah, let's go see these fucking 300-year-old wrestlers for Friday night. And let's hop on the bird Sunday morning or Saturday morning, get to Vegas. We'll hang out. We'll do this. When you have to break off and do your work shit, we get it. We'll go to the bar. We'll do, you know, whatever. But why not just try to compromise?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Don't you think your buddies would rather do that?
I think so. I think they would, you know, but
get that Friday night in, maybe hang out with Covino and them after the fight if Covino's down in Spot. Maybe not. Maybe you hang out with your work crew Saturday because you did the Friday thing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Kick it with them a little bit on Sunday and get the fuck out of there.
The only thing is that I could think of, I'm like, I don't know. I think they have a dude named Walter in their fucking crew. I've never met a cool Walter, so I don't know if he's going to want to jump on a fucking plane and go to Vegas. So I think Walter might stay home, but
he reminds me of Stu from fucking Hangover.
Yeah, yeah, right. He's gonna be the one coming back with the tattoo on his face. Like, once you get Walter out,
the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Walt.
What else do you have that we could go through?
Okay, Canelo. Fucking, I like MILF over fucking Love is Blind. MILF Manor.
I don't know what that is.
Check it out. MILF Manor over Love is Blind.
Okay.
Covino, they were talking about the inner thoughts. Do you have inner thoughts? Which basically your conscience, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, fuck. I got two sets of those.
Yeah.
My Wessel got his own inner thoughts.
You're right. He's got a mind of his own sometimes.
The conjoined twins.
Yeah.
I bet shit gets freaky. They were talking about that on Smut, too, and they were talking about it on Covino.
They got scandalous on Half Smut. They said Rich brought up anal.
He said a lot of stuff on that show.
You know what, dog? I was listening to another show, and they brought up a meme or something that somebody said.
Okay.
They were like, can you imagine being a conjoined twin as a dude, right? So you and your brother are conjoined. And another thing. Conjoined is not only two-headed people. And I think that's what, dog, because I remember it could be people that were like conjoined at the fucking hip. Maybe they had three legs because they shared a leg and they shared like a bladder and shit, but they had like, they all have their own set
Cut
of arms.
Cut me off and give me a fucking bag.
Like they, you know, so conjoined, but Rich kept talking about it conjoined as if it was only two-headed people. But they had said something about, could you imagine being a conjoined twin where, you know, you just have the heads like the chicks and your brother is gay and you have to share a butthole with him?
Let's not imagine that.
Okay.
So.
Oh, that would suck, dog.
Fucking find Spot on Tinder.
That'd be
the question for Spot.
Can you imagine that, dog?
Would you take two for one?
Oh, can you imagine, dog? You're like, no, can you imagine he's like banging some dude and you're like, you just have to turn your head away. I'm not part of this.
No,
you
know? Yeah.
But it's you still feeling it? Like, oh, I don't know, dog.
Well, okay. They said that they reached their peak at the same time.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how that's fair. Like, I don't know. That's weird. Like,
can you imagine the one that's like, say the one that is not married to the dude. Say she's not even like attracted to him, right? And she's like, fuck that, I'm gonna close my eyes.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Wouldn't they both have to look into his eyes at the same time to reach that peak?
But can you imagine?
Because if one's not in it, she's like, I just don't wanna be here. And she turns her head that way. How's it gonna happen? It's not gonna happen.
That's what I'm thinking, dog. Say she's not attracted to this dude at all.
You motherfuckers.
Whatsoever. She's like, fuck it, I control this arm. So I'm gonna go like this over here. And he's like, he's fucking ugly. Oh,
or what if she weirds out and rubs like her own nipple, like turns over and starts fucking flicking her nip?
Oh, dog! If they both control a fucking arm, do they both have sensation in one titty? So if she reaches over and touches that titty, she's not touching it. She won't feel it, but she will.
This one likes clamps. That one don't.
Yeah, that's crazy. So what does he do? If she feels one titty, can he play with both of them?
It's Have Smutte said has all the answers.
Yeah, check out how Smutte said.
They got all the answers.
They go in depth.
That's all I got, bro.
Yeah, I know I have more, but I can't think of what it was because let me check and see if I have any more uploads.
Digital camera over Polaroids. We only use Polaroids for one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday. I think this was yours.
Yeah, play some of those clips.
This one is what?
Prices are going up. There's no way around it.
Yeah, we had that.
They always have, Rich. Have you ever? You know what? I'm going to talk on that real quick.
I want to play.
Prices are going up. No way around it.
Yeah.
Go see if your flour or your sugar is still 5 pounds. Go check out your juice that used to be 64 ounces and find out that it's 52 or 58.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a gallon of ice cream anymore, and you don't get a half gallon of ice cream anymore. Okay? Milk is still the same.
You don't get a 32-ounce Gatorade. You get a 28-ounce.
They've been doing that. Yeah. Kellogg's rebranded all their shit to mega size, family size, super size, and then they change them again. And you just, at that point, you're confused. You don't even know what none of it means. You know why? All the while, they keep shrinking the bag.
They shrink the bag, they increase the price, and you're just like, man, Frosted Flakes are expensive now, and they're smaller.
Right.
So, you know, so they're fucking not, they're not a dollar more. Now you're paying fucking a dollar more per ounce or whatever the fuck, you know?
Well, now, bro, if you want to pay the same price, you got to tell them to keep the frost and just get the flake.
Mm-hmm.
100%. And then you just got cornflake, the nasty old white box.
Yeah. Let me see what this was.
Okay, I want to play. He stands in front of us in the living room.
I heard that one.
If I drop the kids off at school, if I park by a red curb for two seconds, like,
You know what? We might have hit them all.
Just keep going. We got them. We'll figure it out.
We'll see. Fucking, let's see.
And for another fucking 20 minutes because Mr. Butt has to try on some Levi's 505s.
Here's the problemo. Yeah. Some stores, if you come in right before closing, no biggie. If you're grabbing some fucking milk or night.
Oh, you know what?
You never know what someone's grabbing. That's the thing. I worked at a grocery store. You don't know those fuckers want to shop.
You know what, though?
What?
I have a different observation from the same clip. So listen to it.
Right before closing, no biggie. If you're grabbing some fucking milk or NyQuil or something.
I felt like Rich said, it's no biggie if you're grabbing milk or NyQuil. I think he said it's no biggie if it's shit that he gets.
Of course it is.
That's where, listen.
No, that's exactly what it is.
Some fucking milk or NyQuil or something. It's a quick scan.
Yeah. That's exactly where he was just like, yeah, it's no biggie if you do what I do.
Right.
But if you don't, if you do the opposite, then you're a dickhead.
But if you want a 12-pack, you're a dick.
Yeah. But if you go for NyQuil, you know.
It's all good. You got kids. They'll understand.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he does, bro.
Oh, man. But anyway, Doug, I think we're gonna get a show in tomorrow. For this one, we almost got an hour in of us just fucking
bullshitting.
I mean,
yes.
So yeah, we're going to fucking brush our teeth.
Oh, well, you know what? I had one more thing.
What's up?
And I was trying to play the clip, but my phone's not hooked up to your Rodecaster.
Mm-hmm.
Ocho Cinco, Nightcap.
What about him?
Unk and Oach talking about he does his lady's nails and he learned how to do his lady's nails for the same damn reason I learned to cut my own hair.
Mm.
And I think he's a G for that.
Yeah.
Think about it. $50 a shot is a deal. And she, you know, she makes money. They're in Miami. She probably pays at least $100. $200 a month? $2,400 a year? Shit. To do something for an hour 24 times?
Yeah, you know what, dog? I actually...
Sign me up.
I contemplated getting one of those fucking, like...
Machines?
Power washers to wash your car and shit.
Okay.
Because I was like, damn, I'm like, dog, I get fucking... I don't know how many fucking car washes I get a month. And I was just like,
you got no unlimited package here for $20?
You probably do. I mean, I could probably do that.
Then it's less than $1 a day.
But you know what I do, though?
You got a black car, so you need it about 3 times a week.
Fuck, especially with all the dust and shit, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I got a car wash the day before yesterday. I need another one already.
I believe it.
I might get that clean freak. It's like $22 a month.
I saw three cactuses fighting in the desert when I'm going to drive in, bro. And a redhead all fucking sunburned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was funny because the other day my daughter went swimming and she's like, I don't burn. She's like, I tan. And I was like, yeah, fucking, it's true. Because she gets like a dope tan. Uh-huh. I just turn into a fucking lobster and then turn it white again.
I get red. But I will say this. Everyone listening, this is my first time ever in Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
It's dope. I like it. It's chill, super kickback. Everything's small town feel, but it's not necessarily a small town. You got all the major shit you need here. Super chill, man. I'm happy to be here.
By 4 a.m., it'll be 47 degrees, so.
Not inside the place you're trying to go.
Yeah.
It's going to get hot in there. All right, didn't you say Chingy was coming? They're warming it up for him right now.
Yeah, Chingy's going to be here and fucking T.I. That's going to be dope, dog. I'm going to fucking, I think that'll be cool.
That will be. Aren't you in the third row?
Yeah, third row center.
You taking a sign?
Because, dog, there was another seat. I think it was first row, but it was like... seat like 2 and 3 or some shit. And I know if you get seats 13 and 14,
mm-hmm.
that's like dead center. So if you look at the fucking stage and the seating on the fucking chart, it looks like it's off to like the left a little bit, or it would be stage right or
whatever. You got Danny G's ticket?
No. Okay. But yeah, Doug, it's actually, if you get 13 and 14, if you're going with one other person, those seats are dead fucking center, dog. So.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, we got a nice little hour in here, dog, just for fucking around. So after show, but later, episode number 2, whatever the fuck this is, we'll insert it later maybe, or maybe not. It's your boy's D. It's El Kukui. We're in person. We will see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Peace. On the road to the riches, because it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music